Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know, sometimes you look at these incredibly multi-talented artists and you wonder what hidden forces shape them.
Absolutely. The backstory is often just as fascinating as the work itself.
Exactly. And today we're zooming in on someone who really embodies that, Donald Glover. I mean, actor, writer, producer, director.
And Childish Gambino, the musician. Yeah. A real powerhouse.
For sure. But what was it about his beginnings, his early life, that sort of set him on this very unique path? So our mission today, and we're drawing some insights from sources like Christian Culture News, is to explore that specific, unique upbringing.
Okay.
We really want to unpack how his early life as a Jehovah's Witness gave him certain principles, certain values.
Gives a foundation.
And also critically, how that tension, you know, between his artistic side and his religious upbringing, how that really shaped his art.
Yeah, that tension is key. And to really get that, we probably need to understand a bit about the Jehovah's Witness faith itself first. Some of the core tenets are quite distinct.
Definitely. It sets the stage for everything else, doesn't it?
It really does. It's crucial for understanding his worldview and, well, how he expresses it creatively.
Okay, so let's dive in. The basics. Donald Glover, born September 25, 1983. Edwards Air Force Base in California, raised in a Jehovah's Witness household.
Right.
So thinking about that environment, what were the absolute core beliefs shaping his world back then?
Well, central to the faith is the belief in Jehovah's sovereignty. That's paramount.
Yeah.
And it deeply guides their moral standards, their lifestyle choices, everything, really.
Okay.
They adhere very strictly to the Bible as God's inspired word. And, what's really distinctive, especially for our discussion, is their separation from mainstream society.
Separation. How so?
It fosters this really strong commitment to their own community and a, well, a very high degree of discipline within it. They see themselves as separate from the world.
Right. So discipline, scripture, community being set apart.
Yeah.
How does that translate into a kid's development? Did it give him a particular mindset, do you think?
It certainly instills a sense of introspection, an understanding of structure, maybe. His interest in storytelling was apparently encouraged.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, tempered by the boundaries set by their faith, you know.
Got it. So encouragement, but within limits.
Exactly. And that environment, it was built on pretty strict parenting principles rooted in those faith tenets. Discipline, obedience, sticking to the doctrines.
Sounds very structured.
Highly structured, yeah. Which, you know, can feel protective, but it can also impose limitations, especially on personal growth or self-expression, and might restrict exploring things other kids just take for granted.
And this is where it gets really fascinating for me. The specific restrictions. Like watching TV was strongly discouraged.
Yeah, very limited media exposure compared to peers.
So he missed out on a lot of those like shared cultural touchstones from TV shows or movies that many of us had.
Right. And other things too. No magic shows because of beliefs about the occult.
Wow.
Right. And crucially, the ban on celebrating traditional holidays. Christmas, Easter, even birthdays.
No birthdays. I mean, can you imagine growing up without a single birthday party? That must create such a profound sense of being different.
Oh, undoubtedly. Those kinds of exclusions, especially from things so, well, normal in wider culture, they contribute hugely to a feeling of separation.
Separation from peers, from society.
Exactly. It really influences how you see yourself, your identity. And yeah, it could definitely lead to feelings of isolation. Your social interactions are just different, distanced from mainstream experiences.
So here's the big question then. You have this kid. Clearly creative in this restrictive setting. Does that just crush the artistic impulse? Or did something else happen with Glover?
Well, this is what's pretty remarkable. It seems like he didn't let it crush it. Actually, he sort of weaponized the restrictions in a way.
Weaponized them? How?
He adeptly transformed them into a driving force for his creativity. Instead of leaving a void, those limits seem to provoke this real desire for expression, often in unconventional ways.
That makes sense, like finding cracks in the wall to let the light in.
Kind of, yeah. Music, writing, performance, these became absolutely essential outlets for him. Ways to explore and talk about his unique experience of the world.
So even when he was young?
Apparently so. Reports say he was often writing songs, he stood out in school plays, using those stages not just to entertain, but maybe also to subtly, you know, critique or analyze his surroundings.
Using art to process it all?
Precisely.
Which makes his transition to New York University seem even more massive. Going from that kind of insular background straight into NYU's Tisch School of the Arts.
Huge shift, yeah. Being immersed in that incredibly vibrant, open, artistic community, It must have been a shock, but also incredibly freeing.
How did it impact his development, do you think?
Well, it definitely encouraged experimentation, individuality. It nurtured the talents he already had and helped him hone that really sharp, discerning voice we know now, a critical step.
Okay, so he's got these two worlds now, the Jehovah's Witness upbringing ingrained in him, and this new secular artistic life opening up. How does someone even begin to reconcile those?
That's the journey, isn't it? It involves navigating some really complex family dynamics, grappling with personal identity, all while embracing this more secular path.
It must have been intense.
I imagine so. And that tension, the push and pull between family expectations, inherited beliefs, and his own growing desire for individualism, that didn't just go away.
No,
it became a huge source of inspiration for his work. You see it reflected again and again, this theme of carving out your own identity against the backdrop of what you were given.
And it's true. Once you know this background, you see those themes of identity, self-discovery, conformity versus authenticity.
Yeah.
They're everywhere in his work.
Absolutely everywhere. You can connect the dots quite clearly. Think about Atlanta.
Yeah.
So much of that show reflects on the complexities of growing up within a specific culture,
yeah,
balancing expectations with the need to be yourself. It really mirrors his own journey.
And his music. As Childish Gambino.
Definitely. Tracks like This Was America are obvious examples, but even subtler themes across his albums touch on faith, doubt, questioning societal norms.
That internal conflict.
Right, regarding moral beliefs, societal pressures. It feels deeply rooted in those early experiences.
What's also striking is how open he's been about it all.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about his Jehovah's Witness background quite publicly. Why do you think that resonates so much?
I think that openness creates a real connection, especially for people who've had similar, maybe non-traditional or strict upbringings. It validates their experiences.
Makes sense. And what about the perception, you know, that such a strict background might limit an artist?
Well, some critics might initially think that, yeah. But Glover himself seems to actively push back against it. He uses his past as this incredibly rich wellspring of inspiration.
So he challenges the stereotype.
Completely.
Yeah.
He demonstrates the transformative power of unique personal experiences, even restrictive ones, on creativity. It didn't limit him, it shaped him, gave him a unique lens.
So when we look at Donald Glover's whole career, his legacy so far, what's the takeaway here? It seems undeniable that his upbringing was profoundly shaping.
Oh, absolutely. It influenced his worldview, his art, his values, probably his relationships too, everything.
Yeah.
That strict framework, while challenging, it also seems to have cultivated incredible discipline in him, a strong ethical foundation, perhaps.
You can see the discipline in his output.
For sure. And it led to this deep awareness of the human condition, the complexities, the contradictions that you see reflected so sharply in his art.
It's a fascinating journey.
It really is. A journey of like negotiation and reconciliation between these two worlds that seem on the surface to be in total conflict.
So Donald Glover's story, it's such a powerful reminder, isn't it? That diverse backgrounds, even ones that seem restricted from the outside, can actually inspire really unique, powerful narratives.
Exactly. It encourages us to look at the complexities of anyone's upbringing with understanding rather than quick judgment.
Definitely. And it maybe makes you think what unique aspects of your own background, things you might not even think about much, could be shaping your voice or your worldview in ways you haven't considered, something to mull over.